From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. These days in California, medical marijuana clinics are popping up like, well, like weeds. In Los Angeles alone, there are nearly 1,000 places where, if you have a doctor's note, you can legally buy pot. And illegal marijuana is thriving in California as well. Authorities say it's partly because all those pot clinics have boosted the demand. That means the state spends millions of dollars trying to wipe out a plant it has, for some purposes, sanctioned. And NPR's Mondelit Del Barco has the second of two stories on pot in California.
For decades, a task force of lawmen has been parachuting into some of the most rugged sections of California. For a week at a time, they search for and destroy as much pot as they can find. They call it the Campaign Against Marijuana Planting, or CAMP for short. On this day, we're with them in Northern California, in Humboldt County, in a helicopter hunting for cannabis.
It really takes a trained eye to see those plants because they're hidden in the trees.
We circle over a dense stand of redwood trees looking for clandestine marijuana patches. Sure enough, we see some. Then we head for the landing zone. Retired Humboldt County Sheriff Lieutenant Steve Cobine says cultivating cannabis is now a big business in state forests and private timberlands.
It has a distinctive color, emerald green. You can't miss it.
We hike to one of the places we spotted from the air, clearing a path with machetes.
So we're walking through this forest, and every few feet you see another marijuana plant. There are rat traps set and poison to keep away any rodents from eating the plants. And there are long drip lines, lines of water that can water these plants.
Deputy Cobine says pot growers will camp out at illegal sites like this for months to secretly cultivate and harvest marijuana.
Instant orange.
Sometimes they try to scare people away with mannequins.
Or scarecrows wearing clothing. It wakes you up because you're out there, you know, you never think you're alone. At least I know I don't.
You mean there could be somebody out there watching us right now?
Oh, absolutely.
We could be surrounded right now by marijuana growers.
Yeah, they run off and hide in the brush. They don't run far. Would you run very far in this? You can't.
Cobine says camp rarely catches anyone in the act. In fact, the growers are often armed and have been known to shoot at anyone who comes near.
We found three last week in the garden. One was a 9mm Beretta. One was a government 45 automatic pistol. And I forget what the guy said the other one was, but it was another pistol.
Many of these illegal marijuana fields are the work of major drug cartels, says California narcotics agent Jack Nelson.
It's all races, all creeds, all colors. It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone is growing. We've got it all going on.
He says Asian drug trafficking organizations grow marijuana in national forests, and Hispanic operations grow mostly on private lands. Others grow marijuana in illegal indoor greenhouses.
We used to call them gorilla grows, the white boy grows. Those are generally smaller, very high quality, large plants. Not thousands of plants like a Hispanic drug trafficking operation. We got upwards of 100,000. Hispanic grows sometimes look like cornfields. But the Asian drug trafficking organizations, they tend to plant on very, very steep areas.
Nelson says the marijuana business exploded after California voters passed Proposition 215. That law allows people to use medical marijuana with a doctor's recommendation, what's known as a 215 card.
Everyone's got a medical recommendation in Humboldt County. You know, it's the Humboldt County insurance policy. I mean, you can carry 3 pounds in your car with a recommendation, they think.
The local and state legalities are quite confusing, says Nelson.
Because of the loopholes, and especially in this county, how liberal the view is on how many plants you can have and how much marijuana you can have in your house. And we've become an area that many out-of-staters flock to. I call it the green rush.
Local police say they don't have time or resources to arrest every small-time marijuana grower in Humboldt. District Attorney Paul Gallegos says he'd rather go after the bigger growers.
Our priority is business people. You know, if you're growing for yourself, really, you know, that's against the law. But why am I interested in that? I still have to enforce our laws, but you're low priority for me.
Humboldt Sheriff Gary Phillips says it's difficult to track down the larger growers, the cartels.
What are we going to do if we arrest two or three people that are out there tending a garden that really aren't the kingpins of it, you know, they're just stuck there. They don't know whose garden it really is.
Despite Humboldt being one of the biggest marijuana suppliers in the country, Sheriff Phillips says he can only afford to assign one full-time deputy in charge of drug enforcement.
And with the limited resources, you know, we're doing the best we can. But, you know, a county such as ours, you know, we're 3,500 square miles. It's in very remote, rugged areas. We're not under any misconception that we're just out there getting all that stuff and really making, I mean, we're making a dent. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult.
Cutting some marijuana plants. Snip.
As authorities try to crack down on illegal marijuana growers, the demand for pot continues to rise, especially since medical marijuana is now legal in California. At the same time, authorities still spend big bucks to eradicate marijuana. This year, Camp hauled in 4.5 million plants. But ex-Sheriff Deputy Steve Cobine admits that's a tiny percentage of what's really out there.
We're just keeping a lid on it so this just doesn't go crazy.
Instead of burning the confiscated plants, Sheriff Sergeant Wayne Hansen says they bury them in undisclosed locations.
Well, basically, a marijuana plant's 90% water. Dig a hole 10 feet down, throw a bunch of soil on, it's basically destroyed then, just by the compression of the earth.
As they haul off a truckload of confiscated plants, Sergeant Hansen makes a somewhat surprising admission.
Part of me wants marijuana legalized because it takes away the wealth and the greed and the violence. But it has to be legalized in the United States of America, not just California, because if you just legalize it in California, then you'd have all the riffraff coming to California to make money to sell the other 49 states.
Back in town, some envision the day when Humboldt County becomes a center for weed connoisseurs, a sort of Napa Valley of pot. College student Ladia Katz looks at the yearly camp eradication and thinks, what a waste.
When I see people that are just chopping it down and destroying marijuana, I cry deep down inside. I wish that they understood exactly how much of a benefit this plant could bring to them, to their loved ones, and to the rest of the world. Legalization would fix our economy in a second.
Katz and others say it's high time to decriminalize, regulate, and tax marijuana. By some estimates, it's already the biggest cash crop in California. Mandalita del Barco, NPR News.